Short- and long-term implications of the U.S. Airways-American airline mega-merger dominate transportation news this week, but change is also noted back on land in the form of study results showing fewer motorists and more public transit riders on area roadways. Let's parse the numbers with Chris Pahalski, Associate Director of Systems Planning for the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. Chris, thanks for being here with us this evening.
My pleasure.
What are the highlights of this Planning Commission traffic survey or surveys?
I think there's two real takeaways. The one is that between 2005 and 2010, we saw a real decrease in traffic volumes due mostly to the Great Recession. I think the other piece is that even though we had a recession, transit volumes actually went up.
And is that consonant with trends in similar size cities?
Yes. I think we're seeing this all across the country, and we're trying to figure out right now is this, how much of it is due to the recession and how much of it is due to changing demographics, young people being more likely to take transit, live in cities versus maybe their parents' generation where they were more likely to own a car and live in the suburbs.
Is it just public transit or cars, or did you also factor in walking, bicycling?
Yeah, we looked at walking and biking. Unfortunately, in the past, we hadn't measured those, so we're not able to get a trend on that. But going forward, we're going to be doing counts of pedestrians and bicyclists, so we'll be able to get trends in the future.
Explain more about how this might tie in with actual lifestyle changes.
Yeah, there's a few. First of all, Generation Y or millennials are a little bit less likely to own a car. And even when they do own a car, they're less likely to drive it all the time. They're more likely to, for a given trip, perhaps take transit one day and then for something else, drive the next day. Whereas the baby boom generation and other generations, they were a little bit more likely, if we're just making broad generalizations, to want to drive all the time.
What did you see more specifically in the study that looked at Center City, Philadelphia?
Well, we saw an increase in transit ridership, specifically regional rail. Regional rail shot up 15% between 2005 and 2010. And I think that's probably due to a few things. One would be the gas prices, increased demand for all kinds of activity in Center City, though. And I think improvements in SEPTA service, especially the new regional rail cars, probably factor into that also.
To what extent does the transportation funding debate in Harrisburg play into any of this?
I think it shows the need to invest in our transportation system, and that despite sort of the chronic underfunding of SEPTA, SEPTA gets about one-third of the capital funding that its peer agencies such as Boston or Chicago get. Despite their funding difficulties, they're still able to provide a service that attracts people.
Tell us about some of the work of the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission toward that end.
Well, we've been just trying to make the situation known. So we're really an impartial arbiter. So we want to make the situation, the need for transit funding, and in fact, all types of transportation funding known to policymakers.
Including cars.
Yes, including cars. We see a need, even on the highway system, for bridges in particular. We have Pennsylvania has the most structurally deficient bridges in the country, and we have a real need across not just the five-county greater Philadelphia area, but all throughout the state to replace deficient bridges.
How much longer will it take before we can determine whether, looking back, the recession played an inordinate role?
Yeah, in 2015, we're going to do this study all over again, where we'll do counts of cars, and we'll look at transit, bicyclists, pedestrians, and I think at that time we'll be able to get a good answer whether how much of the trends are due to the recession and how much are underlying changes.
Chris, you've represented your organization as being impartial. Having said that, how does the work of the Planning Commission shift the focus more toward options besides cars, be they public transportation, walkways, bikeways?
Yeah, we're not really trying to force anybody not to drive who doesn't want to drive. I have a truck, I use it. But I think what we want to do is give people quality options so they can make the modal choice, whether it's taking the bus, driving, riding their bike, or walking, whatever's best for them for that particular situation. We want to give people high quality options. I think that's good for everybody, the region, and individuals.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Sure, my pleasure.
Chris Pahalski is Associate Director of Systems Planning for the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission.